Booty Gardens, tour historical homes, art galleries, and antique shops, and enjoy Galveston's nightlife with award-winning restaurants and live music from jazz to rock and roll. Our homes rent for less than hotel rooms on a per-occupant basis. Call 832-452-0528 or visit our website, www.texasbeachfrontvacations.com.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Chase. NBC News has confirmed that veteran U.S. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke has died. An Arctic blast of frigid weather is hitting the eastern two-thirds of the nation. Temperatures tonight expected to plummet from the Midwest all the way down to Florida. NBC's Kerry Sanders says that means trouble for not only citrus crops, but consumers as well.
Florida is often referred to as the winter salad bowl this time of year because so much of the fresh food that we get at the grocery store across the nation comes from Florida.
The cold snap pushed orange juice futures to a three-year high today. President Obama is applauding the Senate for advancing his compromise tax cut plan today. The measure cleared on a test vote of 83 to 15. And there's a mystery surrounding the Mona Lisa. Historians in Italy have found letters and numbers in the pupils of her eyes. They believe that Leonardo da Vinci put that code there intentionally. Mark Chase, NBC News Radio.
The craving for chocolate is about to become a craving for chocolate diamonds.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, presents Levion Chocolate Diamonds and Chocolate South Sea Pearls. Levion is the only company on Earth to make jewelry with chocolate diamonds. And Jared has Levion designs you'll only find at Jared. Indulge your craving with Levion Chocolate Diamonds.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
KCA News Time. It's 5:02 in the p.m. I'm Eric Hunter with this traffic update, which is brought to you by Centrum Silver Ultramens Multivitamins, scientifically advanced and specially formulated for men over 50, the most complete multivitamin for men over 50. Now, for the traffic out there in the Inland Empire, there are a few things going down, as usual, every workday. Into Corona, the 91 East is slow. This time, today, it's from Weir Canyon to McKinley. Westbound is slow from the 6215 split to Central. And in Ontario, the 10 East before 4th, a crash has been cleared out of lanes. So traffic is slow from the 71, and it stays slow and go all the way to the 15. And also in Ontario, the 15 North is slow from Harupa to 4th Street. And now, Cozy Home Furniture of Yucaipa wants to remind drivers to please use caution, courtesy, and common sense when traveling on our roadways this holiday season. Behind the wheel, every second counts. The extra second of caution you give could save a life, and that's a lifetime of regret. This holiday safe driving message was sponsored by Cozy Home Furniture of Yucaipa, located at 34171 Yucaipa Boulevard. Call 909-790-8096. Once again, 909-790-8096 for all your home furnishing needs. Cozy Home Furniture, serving the community for over 10 years. That's Cozy Home Furniture of Yucaipa, reminding us to always be mindful of children. Coming right up next is the Gymnast News Report, followed by the only locally based sports talk show. I'm talking about the Sports Parade with Fred Wallen and my main man, Brett Malik. You don't want to miss it here on the station that leaves no listener behind, and your home for Cal State San Bernardino basketball, AM 1050 and KCA Radio. I'm sorry, AM 1050 and KCARadio.com.
NBC Radio News is KCAA News Talk 1050, the Inland Talk Express.
NBC News Radio, this is your superstation KCAA in Loma Linda with the 5 o'clock local news. Now here's what's happening. And some good travel news. Caltrans is unveiling plans to add a carpool lane in each direction along the I-215 between Riverside and San Bernardino. Now the 7.5-mile-long project calls for lanes to be added in the center median. Details are being spelled out at this hour at a public meeting now underway at the Grand Terrace Elementary School. The Temecula City Council holds its first meeting this evening in their new chambers. Public Works Director Greg Butler says the public will find the decor inviting.
The council chambers is formal, as it should be, but yet it's open and inviting so that the public are not overwhelmed. They can see how the government is run and feel comfortable going to observe a new home for Temecula government.
The council chambers is only a small portion of the new three-story mission-style city hall. City offices will be open for business on December 20th. One of two inmates trying to escape from the Riverside County Jail at Indio was shot and wounded by a sheriff's deputy. Authorities did not detail the shootings or the escape, but said it happened over the weekend. Those inmates were identified as Nicholas Corletto and Robert Dunson. Detectives, meantime, are trying to determine the motive for the gunshot slaying of a Fontana businessman over the weekend. Luis Martinez was found in his vehicle, parked outside his business on Valley Boulevard. Martinez died at Kaiser Hospital. Well, the next 2 Mondays will be the busiest mailing days of the year for the Postal Service. That includes today, 23 post offices throughout the Inland Empire, as well as San Diego and Imperial counties, are offering Sunday business hours to ease the crush. Well, we're about to bid farewell to our brilliant, warm, late autumn weather. Today's warm weather temperatures should be the last for a while, so enjoy it. Forecaster Rob Crone in Riverside says cooling temperatures will be only a prelude of what's to come later in the week,
as a series of storms may line up to produce significant rains across the state.
Soaking rains will dampen the northern half of the state, with showers across southern California.
Several other systems may arrive, which will keep a good chance of rain going through the 20th or 21st of the month.
And we'll pretty much close out autumn as winter arrives for a 3-month stay. As for temperatures, look for a low in San Bernardino tonight of 51, cooling down to 73 tomorrow. Right now, 74 degrees at our studios at the Carousel Mall in San Bernardino. For more local news, click on InlandNewsToday.com. This is your superstation, KCAA, 1050 AM, and KCAAradio.com. Southern California's NBC News Station. I'm Jim Ness.
KCAA, your local connection for news, traffic weather, and sports. AM 1050, KCAA.
Fred Wallen is on. KCAA presents the real deal in sports talk for the Inland Empire. It's the Sports Parade with Fred Wallen. A man who's been around the block long enough to know that there is no such thing as pulling punches. While those other guys play Shout Fest Palooza on the air, Fred Wallen says what he means and means what he says. If you're serious about your sports, give Fred a call now at 888-909-1050. The only blown call here will be the one you don't make. The Sports Parade with your host, Fred Wallen, is now on.
Hey, what is different about this night, different than all other nights? I will tell you in a few seconds. The Sports Parade every day, 5 to 6, right here on KCA Radio in Southern California. Our toll-free number, we'd love to hear from you over the next hour, 1-888-909-1050, 1-888-909-1050. And producer Eric, Michigan fan or not, will get you on the air, I guarantee, and it is toll-free, 1-888-909-1050. Anything and everything in sports, and a little bit more, along with Brett Malik. I'm Fred, and hope you know your name. If you do, give us that call, 1-888-909-1050. We're 25 minutes away from Miss Jenny Paul, author of Yankee Princess. Jenny Paul, the daughter of Gay Paul. Very intriguing book, and Jenny knows a whole lot about the inside stuff going on in baseball between, let's say, the late 50s and the late 80s that maybe you don't know. And Jenny put that together in this book. We'll talk to Jenny in a few minutes. And, of course, in 25 seconds, we'll be talking to Coach Chuck Hayes on a whole slew of subjects. Meanwhile, Brett Malik, I'm watching something happening tonight that hasn't happened in 297 consecutive regular season starts. Brett Favre is on the sidelines.
Yep, Tavares Jackson is in there, and it's 3-0 Minnesota with just about 12 minutes to go in the first half. And
Ford Field in Detroit, where they had anywhere from 20,000 to 30,000 general admission tickets that were given away to the public. And just from the pictures I've seen, it looks like they actually have a bigger crowd there than the two bowl games that are going to be played there in college coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So at least the people in Detroit are coming out and seeing at least two representative NFL teams. And believe me, the crowd will be less for these bowl games at Ford Field, which I think the MAC are involved in both of them. And, you know, two of these unnecessary bowl games, unfortunately.
You know what capitalism is, Brett Malik? Let me give you an example of capitalism, okay? In the middle of the night last night, in below freezing temperature, people stand up to get these free tickets. They're first in line early this morning, right, at Ford Field. They get the tickets, and they run back to the end of the line, and people say that there were like 12,000 people there, and they try to sell these tickets to the people at the end of the line, bringing the people don't want to wait. That's capitalism, I think, as I see it. 1-888-909-1050, 1-888-909-1050. And it's now time, every Monday, Coach Chuck Hayes with us right here on AM 1050 KCA. Coach Chuck, how are you doing?
Hey, great to be with you, gentlemen. And coming out of the blocks, Brett, wow, I'm a little bit concerned about you on the bowl situation here. You have to really congratulate everyone out there who works on those bowl committees all year long to put the best show on possible. And I'm interested to see why you would think that the MAC and those other people won't support those bowls in Detroit.
Because the past history says that these bowl games in Detroit featuring these MAC teams, the stadium is half full at that. So a lot of these bowl games, I think you're going to see even more and more the last couple of years, the attendance has been down. And not as many people are traveling to these bowl games. And, yes, these bowls are almost like independent businesses. I get the feeling that even though some of these bowls have been around for a long time, I don't think they're doing quite as well financially as some people think they are.
Well, you know, ESPN owns a whole bunch of them. And so this is programming for them. And when you look at that in regards to the tickets that are bought, the monies that are distributed, the experience the student-athlete has. Now, granted, it's not like it was back in the day when I grew up when the Cotton Bowl was the first bowl of the day, and then it rolled into the Rose, and then the Orange, and then the Sugar, and then the Orange. It has changed. But I really don't think that people really understand the complete experience of a bowl. The thing that takes place on the field is kind of like the whipped cream on the or the frosting on the cake. It's the things that give people and the communities an opportunity to be a tourism opportunity, to be a travel opportunity, the charities that are benefited from all year long. Now, granted, with the changing of the names and more of a corporate feel, you don't have the warm and fuzzy like you used to have. I agree with that completely. But I would really hope that, again, you can open up and look at what that benefit is. If you're a team that makes a bowl game, you get basically 21 more practice days
here's
to get
one,
ready for next year.
Chuck, here's one thing that I think is hypocritical about this situation with the bowls. We get on programs and boosters all the time for giving kids gifts. Why should these players get a gift bag at a bowl game? I've never understood that.
Well, I think it's part of the hospitality that is presented when you come to a city. You know, believe it or not, when these teams come in to an environment, let's just say the Little Caesars Bowl in Detroit, which is going to be the day after Christmas. Florida International will be coming up. They're excited. They're excited to be playing. And Toledo from the MAC will be representing that part of the country. So let's just look at it from a situation of your Florida International. And I can tell you right off the top of my head, I can't tell you exactly what city Florida International is, but I would bet probably, let's say, a couple of double cheeseburgers. that 99.9% of the players for Florida International have never been to the Midwest, have never been to Detroit. And let's say that they go there and they practice and they get to play in Ford Field, which is the Detroit Lions' home. That's, number one, a pretty cool opportunity. Two, maybe they get a tour of, let's say, an automotive museum or the Chrysler Center in Detroit. That's another opportunity for them. And through that, that becomes part of the socialization process of a student-athlete who's basically been locked up since probably mid-July, thinking nothing but football, a chance to share some time and a well-earned reward since they made a bowl game. Now, I'm not saying 6-6 is great, but they were 6-2 in the Sun Belt.
We are talking to Coach Chuck Hayes, who knows as much about college football as anybody out there, and sports in general as anybody out there. Coach Chuck, you're working on that bowl game in San Francisco, are you not?
Yeah, I have great relations with those folks in the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl. Nevada, 12-1, going to meet Boston College. And I think, you know, when you look at it, yeah, there's a lot of games. I initially started working in the Freedom Bowl in 1984. And with that said, that lasted 10 years. I met so many great people. Had a chance to meet with Johnny Majors and Don James and gentleman that coached Ohio State after Woody Hayes. His name is escaping
me
right now.
John Cooper.
John Cooper and then another coach that was there. And through these relationships, I've developed long-lasting opportunities for interaction with people. And that's just my personal opportunity. I can tell you right now that if you got a watch from a bowl game, it sits in a very, very proud place in your house.
Hey, but and I think we're talking about this, though. If there are 35 bowls, that's 70 schools. There's only 120-something BCS, schools playing Division I football, so 70 out of 120 is certainly almost 60%. Is that reasonable? And you indicated, Chuck, like I did. I grew up certainly with the Cotton Bowl early in the morning out here, and then the Rose and the Sugar and then the Orange, and Fiesta joined in somewhere in the middle there and the whole thing. And now there are so many bowls, and some of them, certainly some of the big ones, certainly are not on January 1st. I just think... a little bit of the glamour is gone.
I think a little bit of glamour is off of everything in sports. There's way, way, way exposure-wise. But I can tell you this. If you're a student-athlete, let's just say you're an 18-year-old kid, and you're being recruited by, let's pick a school, Toledo.
Okay.
And you can't go to the bowl. You don't live within 2 hours. There's an opportunity for you to watch your team that you're going to be playing for next year.
True.
Same thing with those recruits from Florida International. They may be down in South Florida. They'll have a chance to watch that game. And it just creates an opportunity. A, the school gets better. There's more pride. It helps the economy, the T-shirt sales, all the things that go along with it. It's about economics. Let's not get it wrong. But it's also an opportunity to showcase. How many times have we seen a game, in a bowl game, where a player jumps out at you and has a great night, and all of a sudden he moves to the top of the food chain that night. He's on the highlight reel.
That's true. Good point. Brett Malik, you're on with the coach, Chuck Hayes.
Well, there are two Monday night football games, and one of them, the Giants just scored a touchdown. Brandon Jacobs just ran it in from 1 yard out, and the Giants lead Minnesota 7-3. When you saw that video of the Metrodome roof collapsing, it looked like something out of an action film. Chuck, with the Metrodome being 30 years old, and the fact that the Vikings have been rumored to be moving out of Minneapolis and maybe coming to Los Angeles, how has the timetable changed, do you think, in the people in Minnesota trying to keep the Vikings in Minnesota by making sure that they have a new stadium in which to play in?
Well, here's an interesting situation. And, Fred, as you know, and you follow the stadium business as close as anybody through your sports business connections, this has been an issue that's been going on for a long, long time in regards to Minnesota. The University of Minnesota left the Metrodome to have their own facility. They just opened it this past year. It's 50,000 seats. Is a place that if the Vikings had to play for a year while they get a stadium deal done, it could be there. But this is the NFL can come in now and say, well, you know what, we looked at this and we don't really like what's been going on, and you know, this is an open door to out, if you will, of a contract because they don't have a playable facility right now. And if you get the right lawyers involved, you can have an exit strategy for anything. And I think this could be what spurs on L.A. Now, Fred, here's the question I have.
Yeah.
The Lakers left Minneapolis and came to L.A. They wore the gold and purple of the Twin Cities when they came to L.A., and they changed the shade of it a little bit. But they're still the L.A. Lakers.
Right.
The Vikings could come to town wearing that same purple and gold, but maybe change the last name to maybe Vikingos, you know, something like that.
Well, I got.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, here's what I think. I think my good friend Harm Gallant, late good friend Harm Gallant, a sports law professor who knew more about this than anybody, used to call it sports mail, and basically blackmail by the owners, basically saying, if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to another city. Ziggy Wolf is a very good businessman. Good for him. The bottom line is, he wants to come to L.A., let him build his own stadium. If he wants to build it in Minnesota, let him spend it. If these rich guys want to get richer, let them expend it, unless they're willing to give the county or the city or the state a percentage of the team back. And when that happens, the sky will turn, I don't know what color.
Purple,
right. The bottom, that will never happen, folks. So the bottom line is, you got somebody in Fred here who doesn't give a blank, and I think the city should never cave in because, again, you know, the bottom line is, you give any business the kind of sweetheart deals that you give professional sporting teams, and any business can say, I can offer you this job and this job and this job. I don't know what concession jobs pay, but what is it, $10, $12 an hour? Wonderful. While the owner makes, in this case, let's say the McCourts, eight home. Now, they, of course, didn't, it's a different circumstance. He didn't ask him to build a stadium. But the point is, these owners have 8, 9, 10 homes in some cases. Obviously, we discovered that with the McCourts, and most of them have 1, 2, or 3 homes, mansions, and it's all off of our taxes and things like that. So, yeah, I think Brett's question is, you know, right on, in that they'll use this to get the folks, hey, we better vote to build a new thing. We better expend our taxes for it, but I hope and pray it never comes to that because, again, these rich guys, they want to get richer, let them build their own stadium. You know, a lot of them have built their own. Good for them, but don't ask me to pay for you because the bottom line is you're not giving a whole lot back.
And this kind of reminds me, remember in the mid-90s when some of the games in Houston were deemed unplayable because of the bad field there?
Yeah.
I don't think it was a coincidence that 3 years later, Bud Adams sent his team up to Nashville.
Nope.
So I could see something very similar to that happening unless somehow the state of Minnesota decides that they want to make keeping the Vikings a major priority.
Well, it can keep a major priority, fine, but that shouldn't be, I don't believe it should be any of the taxpayers' money. I don't think it should be any of the visitors' money, or their taxes on hotels. I think if Ziggy wants to build it, let him come. But before we go, Chuck, I want to talk about something interesting, in my mind anyways, as far as what happened Saturday night. Ratings for the Heisman down 33%, 3.6 last year, 2.4 this time around. And there was an article in USA Today where they asked the folks, what percentage do you think that Cam Newton will have to at any point give back the Heisman Trophy? And 50% said no. I think 30% said yes. I'm on the side that said yes. What side is Chuck Hayes on at some point?
Fred, did you vote for him?
I said on the air I voted for him in the third position.
Okay.
And the reason I voted for him in the third position, there's this inkling that tells me that he didn't know. So I wanted to get
him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm getting that, well, that much of a benefit of the doubt, but I voted for Andrew Luck, Kellen Moore, and then Cam Newton.
Well, it's interesting, Fred. I'll just put it this way. What kind of ceremony can you have when the gentleman's father can't attend because he's a distraction? That tells you straight up that there's a problem there. And the Heisman Trust, again, when Reggie Bush gave his Heisman back, I called the Heisman Trust and asked him if they were going to take Mike Rozier's back. Because Mike Rozier came out in Sports Illustrated the year after he won the Heisman and said that he'd been paid all the way through Nebraska.
Yeah.
And that he had accepted money from an agent prior to a bowl game. So the hypocrisy of this, The situation that we look right now, yeah, people are – I didn't want to watch. I have not watched Cam Newton's speech. Why? I feel that it was wrong. What happened was wrong. He's a great player on the field, but this just tainted the Heisman ceremony. And if you're going to be straightforward about it and you're going to do what you did with Reggie Bush, then you better have your act together. That's all of college football.
Well, we just got a call, Eric. I missed the name. SK, SK, where are you calling us from? Hey, we have a caller out there? Okay, from Omaha, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, I was just wanted to ask you if you thought that Bo Pelini was going to leave the Huskers.
What do you think, Coach Chuck Hayes? You think Bellini's going to leave the Huskers? He says no. He says he's situated in Lincoln, and he's staying in Lincoln. Your thoughts?
You know, Nebraska is a great job, and I think he works for a great coach in Tom Osborne, who's the athletic director. I don't know what he would gain leaving Nebraska right now. He's turned the program around. Yeah, there was some rockiness in regards to how the president viewed his actions on the sideline. But when it comes to first comes to shove, Nebraska is a great job. You can recruit there. You can get players in that you want. I'd be very, very surprised if he left.
Thanks, caller, very much. Hey, let me just throw this last mentioned to you, Coach Chuck Hayes. Al Golden was hired as the new coach at the University of Miami. Of course, Al Golden was in the hunt for the UCLA job and apparently, allegedly, finished second to Slick Neuheisel. I wonder what Dan Guerrero is thinking right about now. Your thoughts, Coach Chuck Hayes.
You know, again, Fred, I understand what you're saying. I don't think I would have taken Al Golden over Rick Neuheisel. Again, maybe that's the loyalty to an alum and someone who's a Rose Bowl MVP and a guy that had been proven as a competent college football coach. I think the alumni base would have been very upset. But as they say, sometimes things don't always work out, and we'll have to look very closely as to what UCLA's next move is in regards to coordinators. But we'll see if Al Golden can turn it up from Temple to Miami. I'm not really sure if that was the number one choice that they fired Randy Shannon for. Kind of, it's going to be very interesting to watch this develop.
You know, I got to tell you something, though. You know, I think 17-8 the last couple of years at Temple. Nobody else has been able to do that. Hey, Coach Chuck Hayes, we'll talk to you every Monday right here on the show, and thanks a lot for appearing on the Sports Parade.
Thanks, gentlemen. Brett, have a great day.
All righty, Chuck. Thanks.
All right, now, Brett, I've waited 20 minutes to get to this. I've got to get to this.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. What happened? What happened in Chicago?
What happened was the Bears are not built to be a cold weather team. I think that was very obvious yesterday.
Chicago?
And the New England Patriots are built to be a cold weather team. Tom Brady's had some of his best games as a quarterback in bad weather. We've seen it in the past. Think about this, though, Fred. Mike Martz's offense is in St. Louis. Why were they so good? They were built on speed, and they played indoors. When you play in the weather that was in Chicago yesterday with blowing snow, a terrible field, that kind of timing offense does not work. And I think that on NBC's coverage of the Philly-Dallas game, I think Tony Dungy said it best about the defense. When you play that Tampa 2 and you only rush 4, it's hard to generate a pass rush. And if you do not generate a pass rush against Tom Brady this year, the Patriots are going to put 30 or 40 points on you, no matter what kind of weather. So the Bears got off to a terrible start. The defense played a terrible game. And I kind of knew about halfway through the first quarter that it was going to be ugly. And that's exactly what it turned out to be.
Tom Brady right now, no question, MVP, I think, in the National Football League. We're going to come back and talk some baseball. Jenny Paul, daughter of Gabe Paul, a name that the young people out there may not know, but you should. One of the big voices and strong guys in baseball for over 40 years. We'll talk to Jenny Paul about her brand-new book, Yankee Princess. When we do come back right here on the Sports Parade, our phone number, 1-888-909-1050, 1-888-909-1050. And Eric, a Wolverine fan or no, we'll get you on the air on the Monday rendition of the Sports Parade, AM 1050 KCA, the state that leaves no listener behind.
You're listening to Fred Wallen on the Sports Parade.
Has your internet service slowed you down? Do any of these experiences sound familiar? No high-speed internet available, slow or unreliable connections, waiting for hours for a simple answer, unexpected charges to your bill? If the answer is yes, then CyberTime Network Communications has the answer. With CyberTime, you'll receive high-speed internet and data connectivity at the speed you need. Reliable, experienced, proven, and secure professional service. 24/7 customer care and technical support. No hidden fees or charges. You'll know all the costs in advance. CyberTime is a local, professional, no-nonsense internet service provider with high bandwidth facilities located throughout the Inland Empire. Call today, 909-795-9980. Call 909-795-9980 for CyberTime.
If you're booking a cruise out of Galveston, we suggest you add a few days to your vacation and rent a Galveston Island beachfront home. Our fully furnished homes are equipped with central air, washer dryers, dishwashers, cable, wireless internet, and unlimited telephone service. Step off the lower deck of your beachfront vacation home and walk 50 feet to the tide line, where you can fish for speckled trout, redfish, and whiting. Watch the pelicans, and they'll show you where to cast your line. Enjoy horseback riding on the beach, jet skiing, deep sea fishing, dolphin tours, Schlitterbahn Water Park, and the famous Moody Gardens. Tour historical homes, art galleries, and antique shops, and enjoy Galveston's nightlife with award-winning restaurants and live music from jazz to rock and roll. Our homes rent for less than hotel rooms on a per-occupant basis. Call 832-452-0528 or visit our website, www.texasbeachfrontvacations.com.
You've been charged with a crime, and now you're facing the loss of your freedom. Where do you turn to get out of jail or stay out of jail? The law offices of Wallen and Claridge. Call 877-4-NO-JAIL. With over 30 years of experience and attorneys who work in your local courts, Wallen and Claridge can make the difference between jail and freedom. When you need help, make one call. Make it to Wallen and Claridge. 877-4-NO-JAIL. That's 877-4-NO-JAIL. Visit us at WKLaw.com. The call is free. Will you be?
At Exclusive Auto, our ASE-certified master technicians have over 125 years of combined automotive repair experience. With the latest technology and diagnostic equipment available, our team of highly skilled mechanics can solve even the most challenging problems. You can also drive with confidence, knowing that our work is backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
That's Exclusive Auto right in the heart of Yucaipa. For more information, you can check them out online at ExclusiveAuto1.com or just give them a call at 909-794-1916.
The station that leaves no listener behind.
KCAA Loma Linda, News Talk Radio for the Inland Empire.
And now, back to Fred Wallen, a man so well-versed in sports talk, a jock couldn't even carry his microphone.
Giants leading Minnesota 7-3 in the Monday night regularly scheduled game. It's Houston and Baltimore. We'll keep you apprised of that throughout the hour. And just before the break, I indicated to the folks that I don't think a lot of people under 30 would know the name Gay Paul, but they should, because Gay Paul was one of the big names in baseball for like 40 years, like four decades. And brand new book out, The Yankee Princess, written by Gabe's daughter, Jenny Paul. And Jenny's now with us. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Fred. It's a pleasure.
Do you think that I'm correct in this analysis, that a lot of people may have just heard his name, but I really don't think they understand that your dad was involved with the Reds, the Indians, the Yankees, Houston. I'm leaving somebody out, a couple out. I know this, but for like four decades, he was one of the strong guys in baseball.
Well, I think you are correct, and I think a lot of people don't know his history, although he's been nominated for the Hall of Fame. I say three times, but the Hall of Fame can't tell me if it's three or four, so we could go with three. But actually, if there was not a Gabe Paul, there would not be a George Steinbrenner. So you are correct.
That's very interesting, and that was going to be one of our later questions here. But let's get right to it right now, talking to Jenny Paul, author of The Yankee Princess, Why Dad and I Were in a League of Our Own. Talk about your dad's relationship with George and how that all came about and how George ended up in control, and your dad was his right-hand guy.
Well, first of all, I want to say that the book, The Yankee Princess, is a father-daughter love story surrounded by the 1977 Yankees. And I do touch on the fact that George was involved in the buying group because of my dad, where they met on a late night at Table 14 at the Pewter Mug in Cleveland. And George was trying to buy the Cleveland Indians, and for reasons that I know that I may not say, he did not get the Indians. He was then going to buy the Detroit Tigers, and Dad included him in the group to buy the Yankees. You know, I also want to get this out of the way, that it's not a book trashing George, because I feel like when you do that, you don't get anywhere. It's a memoir. It's a book about a father-daughter relationship, and it's many things. It's a history of Dad's years, starting with the Cincinnati Reds. Well, actually, starting when he was a bat boy at 10 years old in Rochester. And, I think he would have been 100 this year, so maybe a lot of people don't know him, but the true baseball fans actually remember him.
Brett Malik, you're on with Jenny Paul, the author of The Yankee Princess.
Jenny, when you heard last week that George Steinbrenner was not going to be voted into the Hall of Fame, what was your first reaction?
Well, my first reaction was I was surprised, because I thought for sure that he would be, because, you know, all the hype and all the St. George and all the people who idolized him and everything. But you've got to remember that the Hall of Fame is really, really tough to get into, and it's what you've accomplished on your own. And I was surprised, but then again, if I really analyzed it, I mean, Dad's been nominated 3 times, and certainly, you know, starting in 1920, he hasn't been elected yet. So it's very, very difficult to get in. So despite my being surprised, the people who were voting for him obviously thought that, you know, he wasn't worthy of that title. That's a really hard place to get into.
Talking to Jenny Paul, the author of Yankee Princess, Why Dad and I Were in a League of Our Own, published by Silhouette Press. You can get it at Amazon.com at Silhouette Press, many bookstores throughout the nation. And Jenny, an interesting part of this book, I thought, was that, and for the folks that don't know, Jenny used to be a sportscaster in Cincinnati, and she'd been a sports, you know, that was, you loved it and everything else, but you wanted to get to New York City, and of course, your dad signed Catfish Hunter, and you wanted your dad, and you called Robert Wessler up, who I knew. He was the head of CBS Sports, and you figured that if you got in touch with Robert Wessler and you could bring an interview with your dad, he'd bring you to New York City, and you could leave Cincinnati and get to the big time. And your dad wouldn't do the interview. Why?
Well, Dad didn't believe in nepotism. He thought wherever you're going to get in life, you're going to get on your own. I mean, he started out as a bat boy. He worked hard, and he just had this anti-nepotism mantra, which, you know, a 20-year-old doesn't understand. And so it created a lot of animosity between me and my dad, which I write about. In hindsight, he said the network wanted to use me, and that if I'm going to get to a position like that where I'm on the network, I have to work harder and longer hours and get there on my own, that he's not going to be the reason why I'm there. And, boy, that was a tough one to swallow. But I do understand it now, but, of course, I'm much older.
Yeah, but if, let's say he was just a friend. I mean, friends help friends. And because you knew him, he'd give you an interview that he wouldn't give to me. Isn't that the world? I mean, take advantage of something like that?
Well, it is some people's world, but it wasn't his world. I mean, you know, you look at the Steinbrenner family, and they all have titles in the Yankee organization.
Right.
That would have never, ever happened in our lifetime and my family. And they're also criticized for it. And he didn't want us ever to be criticized for something we didn't do on our own. I admire him for that. But, of course, you know, I didn't admire that when I was in my 20s. I was, like, you know, a little ticked off.
And I don't blame you. Talking to Jenny Paul, The Yankee Princess, Silhouette Press, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere, Why Dad and I Were in a League of Our Own. Brett Malik, you're in a league of your own with Jenny Paul.
Well, I would say Jenny's in a league of her own. I'm looking at some of her credentials here. She was the first woman in the Washington Post sports department, and she worked under Maury Povich's father, Shirley, who was the sports editor there.
Shirley, you lie.
And don't call me Shirley.
Don't call me Shirley.
It's Shirley and Who's Who in American Women or Who's Who in American Men.
Yeah. And Jenny was the first woman in the country to do a sports trivia radio show on a Boston radio station. And you were also a flight attendant for TWA. Now, I got to ask, of those three jobs, which one was the most difficult for you?
Boston Sports.
I don't blame you on that one.
I mean, you know, I became a TWA flight attendant so that I could cover Wimbledon because WNEW in New York told me that they wouldn't pay my way over. And I said, well, if I find a way over, will you let me cover Wimbledon? And they said yes, and I said, watch me. And there was that old dad, you know, work ethic, you know, playing in my brain. And so I went out and got a job with TWA, and then I did cover Wimbledon. But of those three jobs, are you kidding me? In the 70s, a woman on a sports trivia show, it was like Stump the Woman.
What station, WEI, or what station were you on?
WITS, the Red Sox station, with Rico Petrocelli, Glenn Ordway. It was when the WITS carried the Red Sox. It was a 50,000-watt station.
Talking to the Yankee princess, Jenny Paul, why Dad and I were in a league of our own. Billy Martin, a name certainly that I'll never forget, Brett will never forget, most baseball fans will never forget, but Jenny Paul, you'll never forget him for sure.
I knew you were going to bring up Billy, right?
Well, we talked beforehand. You knew I was going to do it. Yes, you did.
And why will I never forget him?
Because you were with him a long, long period of time.
Well, you know, here again, you know, they say that baseball, who said this? Jim Murray. Baseball is a game where a screwball can be a pitch or a person, and I guess I like both. Yes, I did go out with Billy Martin when Dad owned the Yankees, and I think, you know, in my 20s, probably everybody else went out with him too, but, you know, he was fun, he was animated, he was a motivator, he was very bright, and yeah. We had a great time.
But, you know, Jenny, again, I think to the outside world, and I interviewed him a few times, you don't get that. You really don't. I mean, when you did the interview, he came off bright, but I think a lot of people thought of him as aggressive, and I don't know what other terms you want to use, but I think you were fortunate maybe to get to know the real person.
Well, if you look at Billy's record when he was managing, he has a stellar record when he was managing.
Sure.
And also, I would say, there are only very few people who can really motivate in sports. I mean, you know, who was Bill Verdon was there before him, and nice guy and everything. But if you look at the real motivators, Billy Martin, Woody Hayes, Earl Weaver, Jesse Owens, they all have this one special thing in common that not very many people possess. It's a real gift. You know, if you ask me why I liked him, I can't really totally 100% answer that, but then Mickey Mantle said he didn't know why he liked him either, so I'm in good company.
Brett Malik, you are on with Jenny Paul, the Yankee princess.
Jenny, you're a motivational speaker, so when you first started to do motivational speaking, who are some of the people that you got your traits from and carried them into your speaking?
Well, probably my dad, and, you know, I speak from the heart. And when you speak from the heart, it goes to the heart. And I talk about fathers and daughters, and I say, can you love and hate at the same time? My father, Gabe Paul, blah, 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 who, you know, owns, you know, all these teams, was the only man in my life who I loved and hated at the same time, but he was the only man who never left me, at least on purpose. And that's how I start off my speeches. And most of my audiences are all men. And they're baseball fans. But, you know, there's more to baseball than just the game. It's why do people do what they do? And with an inside view of it, I do tell the facts. I do tell what happened with the Yankees from my perspective. But I also talk about a father-daughter relationship when your father owned the teams, how it affected me. And that's really what life is all about.
We're talking to Jenny Paul, the Yankee princess, Silhouette Press, Amazon.com, and things change through time, maybe not quick enough. Your dad was very wary of discrimination, so wary, in fact, that he didn't want folks to know what religion he was.
That's true. He was Jewish, and my mother was, I think it was Roger Kahn called her a high white wasp. She was Miss Florida when she was 17, and Dad was in Cincinnati. He married her, gorgeous woman. They had a great relationship. And I think as I talk about the pogroms at the last page of the book about coming from Russia, his parents were Russian immigrants, this will ring true for a lot of people in New York and a lot of the Jews who had Russian immigrant families. They're always afraid of speaking out. Maybe that's why he stayed in the background. And therefore, there weren't that many Jews in baseball, and he just didn't want people to know. I think that, you know, he would have been commissioner had he not been Jewish. He turned that down. And that was when Eckert became commissioner. He was promised the job and everything, and they did have to vote, but he was afraid that when it came down to it, they wouldn't really vote for him because he was Jewish. There are lots of things that in your childhood you bring with you that you don't even know. It wasn't a big, huge deal. He never talked about it, but it was definitely part of him.
Jenny Paul, I really enjoyed the book. I know Brett enjoyed the book, The Yankee Princess, Why Dad and I Were in a League of Our Own. Good luck always. And you just got back from Brazil. I hope you're feeling well, and we will talk again.
Thank you so much. It was a real pleasure.
Jenny Paul with us, The Yankee Princess. We'll take a break and talk about the National Football League. And I want Brett's, we talked about Coach Chuck Hayes' thoughts about what happened on Saturday night at the Heisman. I would love Brett's thought about that. And we'll come back with a whole lot more. We'd love to talk to you, 1-888-909-1050, 1-888-909-1050. Producer Eric, we'll get you on the air. The Sports Parade every day, AM 1050 KCA, the state that leaves no listener behind.
You're listening to Fred Wallen on the Sports Parade.
Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company has been serving the greater Inland Empire for over 60 years. For all of your printing needs, from full-color printing to high-speed copying and everything in between, go to Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company. Their staff is committed to your total satisfaction. Great service isn't just lip service at Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company. It's the way they do business year after year. Having trouble finding drafting supplies? Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company still carries a complete selection. Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company is rated high in customer satisfaction by ValueStar, an independent rating company. For all of your personal or business printing, call Redlands Blueprint and Commercial Printing Company at 909-792-3478. That's 792-3478, or visit them on New York Street in Redlands off the I-10 and the Crosstown Freeway.
Has your internet service slowed you down? Do any of these experiences sound familiar? No high-speed internet available, slow or unreliable connections, waiting for hours for a simple answer, unexpected charges to your bill? If the answer is yes, then CyberTime Network Communications has the answer. With CyberTime, you'll receive high-speed internet and data connectivity at the speed you need. Reliable, experienced, proven, and secure professional service. 24/7 customer care and technical support. No hidden fees or charges. You'll know all the costs in advance. CyberTime is a local, professional, no-nonsense internet service provider with high bandwidth facilities located throughout the Inland Empire. Call today, 909-795-9980. Call 909-795-9980 for CyberTime.
Need somewhere to get away this holiday season? Go to GoldenBearCottages.com. Can't decide to go over the hills, through the woods, or just the place to bake those holiday goodies? Go to GoldenBearCottages.com. Golden Bear Cottages in Big Bear offers a wide variety of Christmas cabins just in the saint nick of time. Enjoy Christmas in the San Bernardino Mountains at Golden Bear Cottages. Go to GoldenBearCottages.com. Golden Bear Cottages in Big Bear offers great discounts for the season for both military and AAA members. No need to worry about cleaning up after everyone this holiday season. Golden Bear Cottages has daily maid service. Every cabin is packed with all the amenities, including fresh towels, linens, and fireplaces for that perfect family gathering. Plan the vacation of a lifetime. Go to GoldenBearCottages.com. Start a new Christmas tradition at Golden Bear Cottages. Keep the stress out of the holiday season. Enjoy the snow, ski resorts, and beautiful mountain scenery. Visit GoldenBearCottages.com. It's just one click away for a holly jolly Christmas season.
At Exclusive Auto, we feature a staff of ASE Master Certified Technicians with a combined 125 years of experience, top quality original parts, and some of the best warranties in the business. We are very proud to have an A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau, which means we're complaint-free and provide unparalleled customer service and satisfaction.
That's Exclusive Auto right in the heart of Yucaipa. For more information, you can check them out online at ExclusiveAuto1.com or just give them a call at 909-794-1916.
The most diversified radio station on the dial, AM 1050, KCAA.
Let's rejoin the Inland's Emperor of Sports, Fred Wallen.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. About 5:49 on the Monday rendition of the Sports Parade. Hey, tomorrow at 5:30, we're going to have good friend Joe McDonald back on, Sports Talk Show host Joe. I've known Joe for about 30 years, and Joe probably and I probably agree on about 95% of the sports issues and political issues in the world. But there's one issue that we totally disagree with, and that concerns Rick Neuheisel. And we will have a little discussion with Brett on that subject tomorrow at 5:30 right here. So please join us and call in if you are so inclined at 1-888-909-1050, 1-888-909-1050. All right, Brett, we talked to Coach Chuck Hayes about his thoughts about Saturday night. I sat there for the entire hour and watched it. I have some of my thoughts, but what were your thoughts when you saw the Heisman on ESPN?
You know, I was actually out at the LA Kings hockey game that night, and when I saw the news that Cam Newton won, I really wasn't that surprised. I thought he would win, and I thought he'd win easily. So that part of it didn't surprise me. I guess maybe the fact that some of the voters basically abstained from voting, that kind of surprised me a little bit.
Well, again, you're not supposed to say this, but I guess some Heisman voters have, so they've come clean, so I might as well do the same. I voted him third. Now, I could make a case that Andrew Luck played as well as he did, or Kellen Moore played as well as he did, so it wasn't that difficult naming him third in case I'm 100% wrong, and he didn't have any idea that his dad asked for the $180,000 from Mississippi State. Again, in this country, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but this isn't a law. This isn't a legal situation. This is a totally different circumstance, and I think that the rule would be if you burn once, you know, that's on you. If you burn me twice, it's on me. And I think a lot of Heisman voters who voted for Reggie Bush 5 years ago don't want to get caught again, and I think that's why they abstained or didn't vote for him.
I guess the way I would look at it from my perspective is he was the best player in college football, and he was technically eligible for every game that he played. So what he did on the field was definitely, I thought, better than any other player in college football. So if I did have a vote, I definitely would have voted Cam Newton first.
You know, it was interesting, too. A Stanford guy got the second position 2 years in a row. I don't know how often that, you know, you talk about there's a stat for everything, and I don't know, yeah, I'm sure somebody can look this up, but how many times would a different player from the same school finish second in back-to-back years? Of course, last year, Toby Gearhart, and this time, Andrew Luck. And I found that really interesting. I mean, from the point of view that Stanford's educationally, of course, up there, 99.9% of all the schools across America, and they had the guy that finished second two consecutive seasons.
If that doesn't tell you that Michigan wants Jim Harbaugh badly, I don't know what does.
1-888-909-1050, 1-888-909-1050. So I'm watching UCLA and San Luis Obispo, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo Saturday night, and I'll be darned if Cal Poly San Luis Obispo almost beat them. Meanwhile, Matt Carlino, the freshman from Indiana, decides to transfer, and then after the fact, Ben Howland says, well, maybe I should have played him against Montana. Now, again, Brett, I think Ben Howland's a good coach. I just think he's too stubborn. But how do coaches forget things like this? I mean, my point is, here's a kid who left school early, graduated early to play at UCLA. That's what John Wooden and the history of this program meant. And now he's transferred out. I mean, don't you bend over a little bit to, you know, maybe he's a little homesick and he's 2,500 miles away from home and this and that. Don't you? Yeah, I know he had a concussion, but he was ready to play the last two or three games, and you don't play him at all. And they played horribly against Montana. I don't imagine Matt Carlino could have played any worse than any of the guards that UCLA had on that court on that day.
Yeah, but it works both ways, though. If the kid decides that he wants to transfer – three or four or five games into the season, then as a head coach, you pretty much have to let him do it. Because if he wants to go somewhere else where he can play more, like Chase Stanbeck has done at UNLV, then you got to look out for the best interest of the kid. And maybe Chase Stanbeck doesn't play at UCLA in his career, and now look what he's doing at UNLV. They finally lost against Louisville, but UNLV looks like a very good basketball team, and Chase Stanbeck, I'm sure, is having a much better experience in Vegas than he would have at Westwood.
Okay, but, yeah, and I saw him play in high school, Chase Stanbeck, and the one thing he always did was play defense, and he was voted the defense first team Mountain West Conference last year, and that's Ben Howland's thing. So based on that, wouldn't you presume that, again, he came in with the same class as Love, so he'd be a senior now if he didn't redshirt. The point is, something else has to be going on for all these kids to be transferring. It's a higher percentage right now than it has been, I don't know, forever, since I've been following it, a higher percentage of kids who come to UCLA and now transfer out from the basketball program. So something else is going on.
Well, maybe it's a personality thing. Maybe the person that Ben Howland is in somebody's home with the parents there and Ben telling the kid, hey, this is what the experience is going to be. Maybe that Ben Howland personality is a lot different from the Ben Howland personality when you're in Pauley Pavilion practicing.
Tonight at 7:30, UC Davis against the Bruins. The Bruins are an 18-point favorite. I have not seen UC Davis. But just on a hunch, why would you give 18 points and take UCLA the way they're playing?
No, I agree with you. I think right now there aren't a lot of points you should give with UCLA the way they're playing. So, yeah, go with UC Davis in this matchup.
I'm almost hoping they beat them just because maybe it'll wake some folks up. I don't know. All right, today in sports history, December 13th, and this was a very big day because somebody stood up, and very seldom in sports do people stand up, but Jackie Robinson did of the Brooklyn Dodgers on this day in 1956. He was traded to the Giants for pitcher Dick Littlefield and $35,000. Robinson retired instead of accepting the trade to the dreaded New York Giants.
Mm.
Any thoughts?
Well, I when we do this day in history next year,
yeah,
it's all going to be about the number 297. We know that. I can almost guarantee you that that'll be the biggest this day in sports history on December 13th, 2010, when we're doing this on December 13th, 2011.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question before we go. Okay, the streak is over. Now do you think the NFL will come to a decision on the Jenny Sturger-Brett Favre deal a little bit quicker than they would have if the streak continued through the entire 17-week NFL season?
I had somebody ask me that last night, and the feeling I get is that something's going to happen this week.
Yeah.
That's the feeling that I get, and I get the feeling that Jen Sturger is going to need to have some time available to be in court, because I have a feeling that's where this is going to end up.
All right, he's Brett Malik, and Brett, as usual, thank you, thank you, thank you. Eric, thank you for putting the show together. Thank you, Jenny Paul, the Yankee Princess, and, of course, every Monday, Coach Chuck Hayes. Tomorrow at 5:30, Joe McDonald, right here on AM 1050 KCAA, station that leaves no listener behind. Bye, everybody.
The Sports Parade with Fred Wallen.
Are you behind on your mortgage payments? If your answer is yes, call me today. This is Jerry Gussman, foreclosure prevention specialist at Realty Executive Experts, your real estate super center in the Inland Empire. If you're more than 3 months behind on your house payments, or if you have received a notice of default, your time to try to avoid foreclosure is limited and your home could be sold. You need to call me now, toll free at 888-213-4208. You need professional and immediate help. At no cost to you, that's right, at no cost to you, we will guide you through the options available for you and your family. We could save your home from foreclosure, save your credit, and save you all the headaches of dealing with the bank. Call us today, toll free at 888-213-4208. Don't just let your home go to foreclosure. Call us today to set up a free, no-obligation consultation. Don't put it off any longer. Call us toll-free at 888-213-4208. That's 888-213-4208.
17 to Central Jail.
If you've been arrested for DUI and are facing DMV and court hearings, it could mean losing your license, your job, and even your freedom. But Wallen and Claridge can help. Just call 877-4-NO-JAIL. With attorneys who know your local courts, Wallen and Claridge can make the difference between jail and freedom. Call Wallen and Claridge at 877-4-NO-JAIL.
Visit us at wklawdui.com.
The call is free. Will you be?
AM 1050 KCAA is proud to announce an important new streaming service for all internet listeners who use iPhones, Androids, and BlackBerry devices. Mobile internet listeners may now go to www.kcaaexpress.com and listen live. Again, AM 1050 KCAA has set up a second website especially for mobile internet listeners. The URL is www.kcaaexpress.com.
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. Veteran U.S. diplomat Richard Holbrooke has died. Holbrooke negotiated the 1995 peace agreement that ended the war in Bosnia. He underwent surgery for a torn aorta this weekend. It's bitterly cold across much of the U.S. Snow fell as far south as Atlanta today, while many spots dealt with bitterly cold temperatures. The frigid Arctic air is expected to dip as far south as Florida tonight. NBC's Kevin Tibbles.
Here in Cleveland, heavy lake effect snow combined with 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts have led to virtual whiteouts in some spots. The storm is moving out, but the deep freeze is moving east.
With temperatures expected to dip below freezing in Florida, citrus growers say much of the state's agriculture may be in danger. A federal judge in Virginia has struck down the individual mandate section of President Obama's health care law. The judge agreed that Congress exceeded its authority by requiring many people to buy health insurance. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Melissa Rayberger, NBC News Radio.
The craving for chocolate is about to become a craving for chocolate diamonds.
That's Jared!
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, presents Levion Chocolate Diamonds and Chocolate South Sea Pearls. Levion is the only company on Earth to make jewelry with chocolate diamonds. And Jared has Levion designs you'll only find at Jared. Indulge your craving with Levion Chocolate Diamonds.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com.